SBS Italian.
30 years of a brilliant career. 30 long years. I mean, you're a celeb.
Well, I started working in films in 1957. It's more than 30 years.
So is there a movie that you would have done but you never had?
There's been a lot of them, yes. There's been at least 20 that I would like to have made, I never have.
Good, you still have time.
Yes, I have time for some of them. Maybe one or two.
Just tell us something about it.
Well, one I would love to have made was I had a wonderful script about Modigliani, who living in Paris during the First World War. And I really thought we were going to make it, and it all fell apart, never happened.
So you were mentioning before that the main problem in making a movie is the fundraising, right?
Is finance. You've got to get the finance and the cast and a distribution guarantee. And if you have all three, the film might go ahead. But sometimes you'll be all ready to go and then the actor will say, oh, I've changed my mind. And then you're sunk. It won't happen. Or you'll have to find another actor who's just as famous.
So you are one of the few directors, Australian directors to be precise, that has worked outside Australia.
Oh yes, I've made more films outside Australia than inside Australia, yes. I've worked in America, in Europe.
All over the world.
Yeah, I've worked, yes, in Asia. I made a film in China, yes, everywhere.
Everywhere. About the movie that we're going to see tonight, we're at the Isola Tiberina in Rome, and thanks for joining us here. So how would you commend this movie, Ladies in Black?
Well, this movie was a movie I wanted to make for a long time. It took about 23 years to find the money. And it was from a novel written by a girl that was at university with me in Sydney. And it was set in Sydney in 1959, and I thought it was very funny and had very interesting themes of women asserting themselves and of the impact in Australia of all the migrants arriving from Europe. So that was an era that I lived through in Australia.
Are you a migrant yourself, or you belong, are you a Nazi?
No, I was born in...
Would you consider yourself a Nazi?
Yes, of course.
How many generations?
Well, on my father's side, I think about 4 or 5. And on my mother's side, 2.
So you can become a minister one of these days.
A minister?
Yeah, join politics.
I don't think so.
So one of your desires, something you have never done in your life, but you would have done, or you plan to do?
Well, I really only ever plan to direct films, and I have. I think if I hadn't done that, I would be very frustrated and bitter by now.
Oh, right.
But I have made a lot of films. So
I assume you're kind and gentle, right?
That's right.
Bruce, is there something, do you have a favorite actor or actress or, favorite characters you have come to love over the years?
Well, I've worked with a lot of actors who were marvelous people, and I've worked with a few who were actually fairly dreadful. But I must say that well over 90% of actors are very nice and work very hard. I'm often surprised if I meet one who is unpleasant. I get taken aback because it's very rare.
So what will you do in your second life? You've been a director in your first life, but your second life?
In my second life, I might like to be an archaeologist. Well, it's an alternative. By the second life, I think I might have made enough movies.
Thanks so much. And would you like to say goodbye or hi or whatever to the people from SBS? That are listening to this interview?
Hello everyone on SBS. It's one of my favorite channels in Australia. They run a lot of good movies.
Dicci la tua. Segui la pagina SBS Italian su Facebook e sul profilo Twitter SBS Italian.